Hallelujah. Father, we exalt you. We thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you, Father God, for the words that you have spoken to us. Your faithfulness, Father, in performing every promise that you have given to us. We honor you today, our God. We exalt you today. We bless you. We lift you up. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our praise. Father, give us understanding today. Lord, illuminate our hearts and our spirits and our minds. Lord, speak through my vocal cords and think through my mind. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, put your light where you want to put it today. So many places to go, but there's just one thing that you want us to hear today. Let there be clear utterance. Let your word do its work. Lift somebody up today. Elevate someone. Someone somewhere. Someone in this room. Someone who is virtual. Lord, let your word that the Bible says is sharper than any two-edged sword, Lord, let it do a work that cannot be revoked. We thank you, our God. We give you our glory. We give you our praise. You alone deserve it. So receive it to yourself, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Let's praise the Lord. He's worthy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What a glorious service you guys had last Sunday. Huh? Wow. Amazing. 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 Powerful praise and worship. Awesome word. Pastor Emmanuel ministered. Thank you. Thank you. That was a glorious word. That was a glorious, glorious word. Your personal knowledge, intimate personal knowledge of God is the foundation of every authority that we have. And is the foundation of the glory that God has promised to manifest in our lives. Amen. So when Martha said to Jesus, I know you are the, you are Jesus. He said, did I not tell you? Did I not tell you? Her personal belief in that and her personal revelation of Jesus and the word of Jesus was really the foundation for the fulfillment of the word that God spoke to her. Amen. And of course, you see it in the seven sons of Sceva, right? Trying to cast out devils in the name of the Jesus that Paul preaches. I know the Jesus that this pastor preaches. So, like, in Jesus' name, I cast you out. It doesn't work that way. No, it does not work that way. Hallelujah. You have to know that Jesus for yourself. I have to know that Jesus. And that knowledge, that revelation is not exhaustive. It's not complete. It keeps growing. It's progressive. Hallelujah. I loved it. I loved it. Amen. Let's thank God for Pastor Emmanuel one more time. Glory to God and our pastors, our ministers, everyone who helped us with the service. It was a glorious service. Glorious service. We're truly thankful. Amen. Let's take our confession together, 2024 confession, and then get into the word of God today. 2, 3, go. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits and the year of the fourth man. I am God's offspring, and in him I live and move and have my being. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God himself. I have the seed of God in me. I produce after God's kind and I overcome the world. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. I am the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I stand for Jesus. I reign with Jesus. The fourth man will be with me in the fire. What happens to ordinary people may happen to me, but I will have supernatural outcomes. The fourth man has made me a god to the natural elements of this world. Situations ordinary people cannot survive will become my stepping stones to glory testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The king's shout is within me, and the lion's roar is rolling out of me. I raise the roof with my praise. I cry out and shout for joy. The greatest one lives here. I am feeding and reigning at a higher level. I have spiritual jurisdiction here. I take authority over this. Peace be still. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. This is my year of covenant release. I am undercover. No satanic plan against me, no divination against my household will ever prevail. In due season, and even now, the world will proclaim what wonders God has done for them. I am shielded and protected from every misfortune. I am undercover. The evil viper released into the world in these last days will not touch me. I am undercover. I am inoculated and vaccinated with a booster shot of the covenant. I am undercover. I am prospered, protected, and preserved in the ark. I am undercover. I shake the viper into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I am undercover in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2024 is my year of uncommon provision. I am blessed in all things. Jehovah Jireh will see to it. I am finding favor in unexpected places, and I see the ram caught in a thicket. The barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall not fail, until the Lord sends rain upon the earth. God is sending rain on my field, and there shall be showers of blessings. I am one with God, and I possess what God possesses. I have the spirit of adoption. He is my father, and I am a joint heir with Christ. I have real estate in heaven, and I have real estate on the earth. I lift my hand up to El Elyon, the most high God, possessor of heaven and earth. My God has made me rich. This will be a year of broken boundaries and unlimited reach. The boundaries are broken and the limits are off. See, God has given me the cities, and the walls of Jericho are falling. Hallelujah. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things, everything is possible. Kayo de Tadeshe, I prophesy over you today. Your dwellings are lovely and your homes are beautiful. You will spread out like rivers, like gardens by a river, like sweet-smelling aloes that the Lord himself planted, and like strong cedar trees by the waters. You will pour water out of your own buckets and have your own channels of rich blessing and plenty. Your offspring will dwell by many waters, and your life and legacy will be exalted and established. The God who brought you out of captivity has the strength of a wild bull, and he will destroy your adversaries and crush their bones. You are like a lion who couches in rest after winning the victory, and who dares disturb you. Blessed of the Lord is anyone who blesses you, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits, and this is the year of the fourth man, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and be seated. Glory to God. Thank you so much again for joining us in this glorious service today. Hallelujah. There's so many places to go, but sometimes, you know, you just got to make sure that you have exactly what the Lord wants to say. It's not the volume, it's the voice. Hallelujah. It's not the volume of what we preach, how much we preach, how long we preach. No. Mm-mm. It's the voice of God. Hallelujah. And when we hear the voice of God, everything is taken care of. I believe that psalm, I want to read Psalm 121, but I believe that psalm is Psalm 29 that talks about the voice of God. It is not the volume, it is the voice. That's why God can speak to you even in your bedroom. It's not with the decibel, the sound, how loud it is. No, it is the voice. Glory to God. And so I know more than ever, I'm so conscious to ensure that in every one of our services, we hear the voice of God. It's the voice. It's not the volume. We hear the voice of God. And the Lord always has something to say. There's something crucial and something important that he wants to say to us. And so, you know, even till this morning, so many directions I could go in and so many places I could go. Even till just before I came out of the service, sometimes I know I heard Ora Roberts, he used to say, you know, he would not, you know, he used to go out and do all this in the days of the Big Tent Revival. He would go out and do all of these great, you know, crusades and touch the world and reach the world. And he used to talk about how he won't leave his service, his home, where he's going to leave from to go and minister until he's sure he got the word of God for that service. And sometimes the driver who came to pick him will be sitting outside, waiting. The congregation, the crusade, the singing is going on, everything is going on, and the allotted time to minister comes, and they are looking for the preacher, he's still not there. And he says he sometimes is just there, waiting for that connection. It's not like he didn't have something to preach. It's not like he didn't have volumes of things to say. But he just wanted to have that ignition from the Holy Spirit. Because the word of God, one word from God can change your life. Right. One word. And when God speaks to us, it reverberates through our entire being. It changes everything. Hallelujah. And more than ever, much more than ever before, I know that I have always been very conscious of these truths. But more than ever, it's not just about the volume and the scriptures and the outlines. It's the voice of God. It's the voice of God. And I pray that in every one of these services, as we have been enjoying, we will continue to experience the voice of God. Amen. It's Psalm 29. It says, give unto the Lord, O you mighty. Give unto the Lord strength, glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is great upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds to calve and discovers the forests. And in the temple does everyone speak of his glory. There's nothing like the voice of the Lord. He says in the last two verses there, the Lord sits upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sits king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. May you hear the voice of the Lord today, continually, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go together to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. It is very important. On Wednesday, we were learning and discussing the importance of knowing the source of your authority, the source of your help. God himself is the source of your help. God himself is the source of your authority. It is very important, because a lot of times when we find ourselves in places of discomfort, we hear a lot of voices. And many times it's really difficult to decipher which of those voices is the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, one of the keys to plugging into the voice of the Lord, regardless of what is going on in your life, is know who the source of your authority is. Know who the source of your help is. And be confident in that. Be confident in that. One of Satan's trickeries and one of his strategies is to take away your confidence. Once you lose your confidence in God, you've lost the victory. Amen. You have to know the source of your help, the source of your authority, the source of your strength. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Somebody say, I know where my help comes from. Say it confidently. Say, I know where my help comes from. He said, my help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. I know where my help comes from. He will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve you from all evil. He will preserve your soul. The Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I know the source of my help. When you know the source of your help, you can be confident and you can stand in the day of battle. All of these preparations that God gives us, all of these words that God prepares us with, is to energize us, to help us be in a place where when we are in need, the day, the Bible calls it the day, the evil day, he calls it. When the need arises, when the day of challenge arises, we can stand. Hallelujah. The Lord equips us so that we can take advantage of everything that he has made available to us. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, we've read this scripture over and over again. Jesus said unto the disciples, behold, I give unto you authority. It says power in the King James, but the original word is exousia. The Greek word is exousia. It's authority. It says, behold, I give unto you authority. Hallelujah. I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. So we know that Satan does have a plan to assault and to attack believers. We know Satan has a plan to come against believers and to try to deny us the victory that we have been promised. But we have to always remember who the source of our authority is. Who is the source of our authority? It's the Lord himself. Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power, authority, to tread upon serpents." I like the way some of these translations, modern translations, we may not have a lot of them back there, but let me read some of them to you here. It says in the Basic Bible English translation, "See, I have given you power to put your feet on snakes and evil beasts and over all the strength of him who is against you." I like this one. "And nothing will do you damage." Nothing will do you damage. You will not suffer damage. Amen. Glory to God. You will not suffer damage. He says in the contemporary English version, CEV, "I've given you the power to trample on snakes and scorpions and to defeat the power of your enemy. Nothing can harm you." The message is very interesting. "See what I have given you." I think you have the message back there. "See what I have given you? Safe passage as you walk on snakes and scorpions and protection from every assault of the enemy. No one can put a hand on you." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Safe passage. Safe passage. Safe passage. As you walk on snakes and scorpions. So they will be there. The snakes and scorpions will be there. But I have given you safe passage. I have given you authority and protection from every assault of the enemy. Protection. Protection. And preservation. Look at the New Living Translation. "Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them." And crush them. "And nothing will injure you." Child of God, you must not be afraid. You must have no fear. I have given you all that you need. God has given you everything you need. He has equipped you. He has equipped you. There is great grace available to you. For anything you confront on this earth, you have authority. You have power. Hallelujah. You are equipped. Left, right, and center. You are equipped. You have everything you need. We must not be like the children of Ephraim. The Bible says they had everything they needed. But in the day of their battle, they were so struck with fear, they turned back. We have been given everything we need. What is the use of this authority? Right? If sickness comes or some attack comes, it's so you can take that authority. Take your place of authority. Right? And do everything you know to do in the natural, but take your place of authority. Because as sure as the sun will shine, Satan will come after you. The Bible says, Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 10, "The thief cometh not but for what? To steal, to kill, and to..." He's going to try to steal from you. He's going to try to take away things that God has given unto you. Hallelujah. He's going to assault your family. He's going to try to steal from you. Steal from your family. He's going to try to steal from your ministry, from your career. If you run whatever it is, he's going to try to steal your health and torment you in the area of your health. He's going to come. Jesus said he comes, but for to steal. He cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it how? More abundantly. The Amplified says, till it overflows. To the full, till it overflows. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, we must not, let's, Psalm 78 verse 9. You must always remember, in the middle of the night, remember who the source of your authority is. Remember who your help is. When the waters of life, the storms of life are raging and everything, your boat is unstable and you feel like, you know, you are like those disciples felt in Mark chapter 4. It's like the water just kept beating against that boat and kept filling that boat. And the more they tried to throw out the water, the more the water kept filling the boat. To the point where they felt, we're going to perish. No, you are not going to perish. The source of your authority is God himself. He's the one who has promised that he will never leave you or forsake you. Hallelujah. Look at this, Psalm 78. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turn back in the day of battle. How? Why? How can you be so equipped, so armed, so empowered, and you can't stand in the day of trouble? Well, there's a reason for that. It's because they forgot. They forgot the source of their help. They became so overwhelmed by the situation that they were dealing with. They focused so much on that situation that they totally forgot how they even got here in the first place. If you remember how you got to where you are today, you remember all the fights, all the battles, all the difficulties you had to overcome to get to where you are today. You know it was not because you were that smart. You know it's not because Satan was that merciful. You know, if he was left to your enemy, you would have died a long time ago. But there's a reason you are still here. There's a reason you overcame. There's a reason. Why? What's that reason? God kept you. God was with you. He never left you. Even in your most difficult moments, he never left you. You must remind yourself always. Remind yourself always. I like the line in our confession. I shake the viper. I shake the viper into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Well, why did Paul have so much confidence? Everybody was looking. He's going to die. He's going to die. And the Bible says they look for a long time. We're going to go there in a minute. In the Amplified, you say they look for a long time and waited for him to fall over and die. And when they waited for a long time and he didn't fall down and die, they concluded he must be a god. And they kept saying, the Bible says, they kept saying he must be a god. He must. Now, listen, between where they kept saying he must be a god, he must be a god, he must be a god, and where the viper attacked itself trying to kill him, something happened in there. Somebody decided, you are not going to hurt me. Not today. You are not killing me. You are not stealing from me. You are not putting that sickness on me. You are not taking my finances. You are not taking my family. You are not destroying the blessings of God in my life. Not today. Not here. Yeah, the Bible says, you know, your adversary, Satan, like a lion, he goes around seeking whom he may be devour. But when it comes to you, Satan, not me, you may not devour me. You may not steal from me. You may not destroy the blessings that God has given unto me. Why is it that we forget? Why is it that we sometimes lose sight of the source of our authority? Because we forget the source of our help. Because we forget. Let's read this further here in Psalm 78. Look at it. He says, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. Verse 11. And they forgot his works and his wonders that he has shown them. They forgot. God did marvelous things. Excuse me. God did marvelous things to bring them out of captivity. Have you gone back to read that story lately? God did amazing things to bring them out of Egypt. When they stood on the brink of the Red Sea. Remember, they stood on the brink of the Red Sea and they were crying out. Moses, see, they turned to Moses. Moses, why did you bring us here? We told you, leave us in Egypt. Right? They forgot everything that God did to bring them to the brink of the Red Sea. They completely forgot. How before their eyes, there were many plagues in Egypt that didn't touch them, but they forgot. They totally forgot. How in the last encounter that Moses had with Pharaoh, and keep saying, I won't let them go. And God said to Moses, you know, tell the children of Israel to, you know, put the blood of a lamb on the lintels of their house. And this night, the angel of death is going to go out and kill all the firstborns. And that angel of death went round the nation of Egypt. There was only one set of homes where people didn't die that night. This was not a coincidence. This was God fulfilling his word in their lives. My brothers, my sisters, we must remember what the Lord has done for us. Even in your days of difficulty, especially in your days of difficulty, especially when you are confronted by the giants, especially when you don't seem to have answers to whatsoever you are dealing with, you must remember, it was God who brought us this far, and he will take us the rest of the way. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. And they forgot his works and his wonders that he has shown them. Marvelous things he did in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through. He made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also, he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He cleaved the rocks in the wilderness. It's miracles after miracles after miracle after miracle God did to get them to this point. He cleaved the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And look at what they did. This is how they gave God thanksgiving for all that he had done in verse 17. They sinned yet more and more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. How did they provoke him? Listen. They tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their evil desires. Yea, they spoke against God. They said, yeah, we know he divided the Red Sea. Yeah, we know he did that. But can he also furnish a table in the wilderness? We know he can do some things, but can he do the one we need right now? Verse 20, behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. But can he give us bread now? Can he provide flesh for the people now? The Lord heard them and he was wroth. He was wroth. He was wroth with them. They were equipped. Like every child of God today,
They had all they needed to win the victory. What do we need to win the victory? The promise of God. The assurance of God. Right? And the weapons that we need to use. What do the promises represent? They represent God is with you. If God is with you, you can't fail. Right? The promises represent that God is with you. And like we heard during the offering, when sometimes Satan whispers to you, you're going to perish. You're not going to make it. You're not going to get out. You're not going to make it. You're not going to survive this. This sickness is going to kill you. Well, why buy into that lie of the devil? Why buy into that lie of the devil? Why not remember what God told you? Why not remember what God assured you? Hallelujah. He assured us. Let's look at a few of these scriptures in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. His word is the representation of his eternal presence with us. The Bible says heaven and earth can pass away, but not a jot of his word will go unfulfilled. When God gives you a promise, he has the wherewithal. He is sufficiently faithful and able to bring to pass what he said. Isn't he? I said, isn't he? I'm going to keep you in Isaiah 54, but put up for us, please. I believe it's Luke chapter 1, and I think it's verse 39. In the Amplified, you can find it. Well, the angel said unto Mary, it's no word from God that lacks the power of fulfillment. No word. Why do we lose sight of this? Because we forget how God has already proven in our lives what he's able to do. Hallelujah. Is it 37? In the Amplified, 37. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And for with God, yeah, for with God, that's it. Nothing is or ever shall be impossible. Nothing. Go on. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word. And the angel left her. Is it Amplified Classic? Do we have that? Yes, we do. Thank you. Hallelujah. 37. Thank you. Glory to God. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible or fulfillment. Thank you. No word from God shall be without power or impossible or fulfillment. Numbers 23:19. Put that up for us too, please, in the King James. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he should lie. And, yeah, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it and shall he not do it? Has he spoken and shall he not make it good? Hallelujah. We have the promises. God himself gave us the promises. God never told us anywhere that Satan would not come against us. He never told us anywhere that the vipers of life will not come against us. He never told us anywhere that the serpent will not try to invade our garden. But what he told us to do was to stand our ground. Stand our ground. It takes some time to exercise your authority and your dominion and to insist. It takes some time for Satan to realize you are not joking about this. He needs to leave. He needs to leave. He needs to leave. He doesn't hear quick. How many times did he come at Jesus? In the same space of time. Right? He doesn't hear quickly. If you beat him over here, he will come over here. If you beat him over here, he will come over there. He's going to try until he finally runs out of breath this time. So one person will be standing when this is done. And that one person will be me. Yeah. must be you. I think part of the challenge is too, believers expect it's going to be easy. No, Jesus didn't say it's going to be easy. But he said if you stand, you will win. We're going to go to Isaiah 54, but let's go, take me to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. There's going to be a fight. Somebody is going to outlast the other. Somebody is going to outlast the other. And while you are in the middle of that fight, you can't be saying words like, I may perish. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I have no idea how I'm going to come out of this. I don't know if I'm going to recover from this. I don't know. Am I going to live? Am I going to die? You can't say words like that. Because words like that show that you are already beaten. You have already lost. The more you see the assault of the enemy, the greater your confidence should be to stand and to declare what the Lord said and to establish the counsel of God concerning your life. Yes. Hallelujah. Let's read this scripture together in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. There's going to be, I believe I'm endeavoring to tell you, and I told you at the beginning of my ministry, there's so many directions I could go, but I'm just waiting on the Lord exactly what he needs me to say, and that's what we're doing now. Life will be challenging sometimes. You won't necessarily always immediately elicit the manifestations that you desire. That's why what Jesus said to Martha, that we were told in last week, John 11:40, is so significant. Because Jesus, did I not say to you that if you will believe, if you would only believe, you will see the glory of God? Why did Jesus say that? If the manifestation she was expecting was immediately elicited. Yeah. It was not. Lazarus died and he was dead for 4 days. And when it seemed like Jesus was saying, I can do something about this, Martha said, well, I know he will rise again in the resurrection. Martha had already given up all hope for right now. Yes. Like, this matter is settled, is finished. This one is over right now. But Jesus said, no, right now, we're still in right now. Yes. It's not over. Hallelujah. This is not over. Don't be listening to the lie of the devil regarding your future. Don't be listening to all these things regarding the future that God has planned for you. Amen. We're still in right now. Right. It's not over. Let's not give up our inheritance. Amen. Let's not say, I'm giving up on that child. I'm giving up on that miracle. I'm giving up on that job. I'm giving up on that breakthrough. I'm giving up on that health, that divine healing. No, no. Maybe that's for somebody else. Maybe that's when I resurrect in heaven. No, it's for right now. People are not sick in heaven. It's for right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Look at it. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Sometimes that fight can get really tough. Sometimes it can get really, really tough. But you have to remember who the source of your authority, your help, your strength is. Every warrior who wins the battles they are confronted with in life must remember always that they have the upper hand. Regardless of what the physical dimensions appear like, they must remember always, I have the upper hand in this. I don't know if you know how difficult it was for David, a little boy with nothing, to stand before this giant of a Goliath. But in all of that, he didn't lose his confidence. And this giant of a Goliath was not playing. He said, today I'm going to feed you to my gods. He was serious. This was a real battle. They were not playing. But what did that little boy say? He said, you come to me in the name of your gods. I come to you in the name of my God. And today I'm going to show you that power past power. Hallelujah. I know you have some power, Goliath. I know merely by just looking at your dimensions, I know it looks like I don't stand a chance, Goliath. But today I want you to see power past power. Because I'm not blinking in this fight. It's the same thing with the three Hebrew boys. We're not blinking. We're not quitting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was Job who said, with all the balls on his body, with everything going on in his life that he didn't understand, his children have perished, house burned down, all those things, and yet he got up and said, I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know the source of my authority. I know the source of my help. I know the one who made that promise to me. He will never fail. He will never fail. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer. As far as it depends on me, I'm not quitting in this fight. As long as it depends on me, I'm willing to give everything that I have to see the promises of God fulfilled in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think it gets even more beautiful when you step back sometimes and you remind yourself, we have already seen the end of the story. We have the advantage of foresight. God already showed us the end of the book. I know when it's all said and done, we are the more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We are the one who are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Through him who loved us. That is, we don't just conquer, but we also raise up other conquerors. Through us, God adds value to the lives of people. Somebody somewhere is going to hear the testimony of what God brought you through, and their faith will be so elevated that they will win their own victory. Somebody somewhere is about to quit on life. Somebody somewhere is about to give up on their inheritance. But they will hear your testimony, how you stood, how you overcame, how you won the victory. It took a while, it took a fight, but you stood and you won the victory. They will hear your story and their faith will be elevated and they will also win the victory. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at it. Be sober. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. Somebody say, you may not devour me. Go to the next verse. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Yeah. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. What does that mean? What does it mean to resist steadfast? The word resist means to withstand. It means to be immovable. It means to be unchangeable. It means to be strong. It means to be unyielding. That's what it means to resist. Whom resists steadfast in the faith? If something is going on around your life
that's troubling you, if there's something concerning your future that you feel anxious about, if you feel like you are a subject of Satan's assault and Satan's attacks, remember, you have to resist him in the faith. You have to resist him steadfast. Now, it's a combination of two words, two powerful words. The first one was resist. And what does this word resist mean? Withstand. If you look in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13, I think it is. Can you take a break from 1 Peter 5? Now we're going to come right back here. Go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. That word is exactly the same word in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. Look at that word right there. It says, therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to do what? To withstand is the same, exactly the same word. To resist. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor. Remember, you have been equipped. You are armed. They call some people armed and dangerous. Where the enemy is concerned, you are armed and dangerous. You have all you need. Therefore, take unto you the whole. Somebody say the whole. The whole armor of God. Don't take one and leave the other. Don't take the belt of truth and forget the shoe of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Don't take the breastplate of righteousness and forget about the helmet of salvation. Don't take the sword of the spirit and forget the shield of faith. Take on. That's your equipment. You are equipped. You are armed and dangerous. And because you are armed and dangerous, don't be like the children of Ephraim in the day of battle. When the battle intensifies, you forget. Don't forget. You are equipped. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And then what? Having done all to stand. We're standing. Hallelujah. Amen. Having done all to stand. That word withstand is the same word that is translated resist. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 9. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Whom resist? What does that word mean again? To be immovable. To be unchangeable. To be strong. To be unyielding. You know what it means to yield? Two people are coming from different directions. Right? And they are going to merge at a point. And there is a traffic sign that says yield. That means the one that has the traffic sign that says yield has to give the right of way to the other one. When somebody is going to win this battle, there's going to be a merging. Somebody is going to win. The Bible says you should be unyielding. So somebody has to give ground. And the Bible says that person should not be you. So that means you are going to stand. Someone say, how long do I need to stand? Stand there and keep declaring until you see what you are declaring. Hallelujah. This is where you need to learn to shut your mind. It's 1 o'clock. I'm going to close in a minute. I'm going to read Isaiah 54 though before I close. I have to read Isaiah 54. This is where you need to learn to put your mind where your mind needs to be. You need to learn to discipline your mind because your mind will be coming up with all sorts of thoughts, all sorts of questions, anxieties and fears and worries. And a lot of times you've just got to tell your mind, shut up. Shut up. Because many times the devil is trying to speak through your mind. It's trying to tell you, do you know how many people died from this same sickness? Do you know how many people were saying they will overcome until they actually did not overcome? Do you know how many people lost their families because of this? And every time he suggests that, she says, shut up, not me, not me. I may not be devoured, not today, not ever. Hallelujah. Be steadfast. resist him, steadfast, immovable, unchangeable, strong, unyielding. And then he says steadfast, resist, steadfast. And the word steadfast means to stand against, to oppose. To oppose for as long as you need to, until you see a change. To oppose, to stand against, to be steadfast, to resist, to be immovable, to be unchangeable, to be strong, to be unyielding, until you see what you are looking for. Those two words are combined together for a purpose, for a reason. Resist, withstand, stand against, oppose, steadfast, immovable, unchangeable, strong, unyielding. Resist steadfast in the faith is to oppose, to come against, to stand against, and be unmovable as you do so. Don't give up ground to your enemy. Hallelujah. Have the strength in your heart. The strength of God in your heart. And he said there, go on to the next verse. He says there, well, even in this verse, hold on, in verse 9, resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, so you are not alone. You are not dealing with this by yourself. Hallelujah. Go on to the next verse. But the God of all grace, who has called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, you have resisted a while, you have stood your ground for a while, he will make you perfect. He will complete you, establish you, strengthen you, settle you. There's glory on the other end of this. There's victory on the other end of this. Let's close it out. Let's close out today. Isaiah 54. Let's start out from verse 13. All your children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. All your children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. All your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you will be established. You will be far from oppression. You will not fear, and from terror, for it will not come near you. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me, says the Lord. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Your righteousness is of him. Your inheritance is of him. Let's stand to our feet today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You are armed. You are equipped for the battle. Glory be to God. You are equipped. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. This is not a game of probabilities. Remind yourself, this is not a game of probabilities. You win some, you lose some. You never know who makes it. This is not a game of probabilities. We have the promise, we win. We stand, we win. Hallelujah. We stand, we win. Glory to God. This is not a game of probabilities. We stand, we win. We stand, we win. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. No weapon that is fashioned against you will prosper. Even though sometimes there's tribulation in the world, Jesus said, don't be afraid, don't worry about it. I have overcome the world, and I have given you the power to overcome it as well. Hallelujah. Let's practice what we heard in this message today. Stand. Let's withstand. Let's resist. Let's be steadfast in the faith. Hallelujah. Let's insist on our inheritance in God. Our inheritance of divine well-being, our inheritance of peace, our inheritance of joy, our inheritance of open heavens, our inheritance. Let's declare our inheritance. Stand. Let's declare our inheritance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We declare from our mouths. I want you to declare from your own mouths. We have the victory. The Bible says, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. You stand. Bible says, having done all, you stand. Having done all, you stand. Stand therefore. Having done all, you stand. Stand therefore. My friends, let's not be like the disciples in the middle of the storm who started confessing, we are perishing. We are dying. No, that's not what we say. We say we are rising. We're going up higher. We are winning the victory. We are more than conquerors. That's what we say. That's what we say. And when we win the victory, God will use us to create victory in the other people and add value to their own lives. Hallelujah. We win. When it's all said and done, we win. Glory to God, 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 we win. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We honor you. We bless you today. Thank you for your holy word. We receive it, oh God. We receive it. We receive it. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. Look at that scripture. Thank you, Pastor Tino. Come on. Look at that scripture. It says, all your children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. Right. Great shall be the peace of your children. If there's a child around you, I want you to put your hands on them. We have our little children. Touch them. We'll do this again next Sunday. Touch them. Put your hands on them. And speak the good of God upon their lives. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, all your children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of your children. All your children shall be taught of the Lord. In the Amplified, it says, they will be obedient, taught by the Lord and obedient to his will. And great shall be the peace and undisturbed composure of your children. Our children will prosper. Our children are protected. As they get into a new season of the school year, they are blessed. There are some of our children who are not here, and they will not be here even next week. I want you, as you remember their name, speak over them in the name of Jesus. Declare the peace of God concerning them. Declare the life of God concerning them in the name of Jesus. They are shielded from the viper. They are shielded from the evil serpent in the name of Jesus. This year they would excel. This year they will rise up with wings, mount up with wings as the eagle. In the name of Jesus, they will be like Daniel and the three Hebrew boys. Whatsoever they do will prosper. in the name of Jesus. Oh, they will walk in the spirit of excellence. Oh, they will be distinguished. Oh, they will enjoy success. They will enjoy success in the name of Jesus. They will be blessed going out. They will be blessed coming in. The favor of God will rest upon their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. They'll be shielded and protected from every evil assault and every evil attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. They will prosper according to the word of God. They will live and they will not die. We speak soundness of health upon them. Soundness of health upon them. Not one sick. Not one sick. Not one sick. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says healing is bread for the children. That's why he died. He himself died and he took their sicknesses and their diseases. And by his stripes they have been made well. In the name of Jesus, they walk in divine health. They walk in divine preservation. They walk in divine protection. They walk in divine orchestration. In the name of Jesus. All is well with our children. All is well with our children. Nothing missing, nothing broken. All is well with our children. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We magnify your holy name. Hold somebody's hands. Let's get ready to close today. Father, we thank you for your mighty word. Thank you, Father God, for your mighty works in our midst. We heard your voice today. You promised us the victory. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We are not like the children of Ephraim. We are armed in battle. We are armed and dangerous. And we don't turn back on the day of battle. We resist every work of the enemy. We withstand him steadfast in the faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. And after we have resisted for just a little while, our God will establish us. Our God will prosper us. Our God will favor us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the fulfillment of every word that you have spoken, because you are not a man that you should lie. You are not the son of a man that you should repent. We receive the fullness of your promises, full manifestations, and we give you the glory and the praise. We give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.